And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we have a great show coming for you today. We are talking our favorite fishing spot, Cedros Island with Cedros Sport Fishing. Jeff and Rosie are going to be joining us, talking all kinds of great things today. Corey and I are going to be having a lot of fun. Pete Gray is still out of the studio. We look forward to having Pete back next week. But, man, do we have a good one for you today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We got a lot of show coming your way.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS Echo Sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And this is my kind of show today, Rick.
Yeah, you're not kidding. We're talking your zone. We're your zone and your fish.
It is.
This is great. Yeah, it's going to be a great show for sure. We're really looking forward to it. So stoked to have Jeff and Rosie in here, some of our most favorite people, and certainly talking about one of our most favorite places in the world to fish, and that's Cedros Island. And there's not a better way to do it than with Cedros Sport Fishing, for sure. The longest running, the best run, the smoothest service. It's just an awesome, awesome day, and I can't wait to be talking about one of my favorite spots. And good morning, Jeff and Rosie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're really stoked to have you guys
Thank
in here.
Thank you so much.
What a busy time things have been, you know, between Fred Hall shows and all the prep and all the work that you guys put into this. It's been amazingly busy, and Rosie, I know how much effort you put into it, and we are so stoked to have you kind of running the team as both in you know, with ownership and you know, just overseeing how smooth everything goes. It was always a great spot to fish with so few, you know, the pros always so outweighed the cons with negative, and then Rosie came on board and just erased all the cons. So it's awesome. Yeah, you nailed it. It's great. Well, we love it, and looking forward to hearing about it. So most of us have all familiar with fishing at the island, but not necessarily everybody has fished with Cedros Sport Fishing, or maybe they've been there on a long range trip, but they don't know exactly how it works. So kind of give us a little bit of rundown on the history of Cedros Sport Fishing and how you guys started and now what it has become today.
Well, many moons ago, Tom Green and Adrian Ojeda, you know, the pilots for Sport Fishing Association of California and the boats looking for bluefin, yeah, and bait and all, you know, they were constantly flying around Cedros Island and looking at all the fish, look at all the bait. This has got to be a great place to fish. So long story short, they decided to build a lodge on the lee side of the island. Gorgeous view overlooking the ocean. And it was that proverbial, if you build it, they will come. And they did. They did come. So in the past, we would have a van that would come up from Ensenada, and Ramon would pick everybody up here in the U.S. and trek y'all down to Ensenada, fly out of the military airport to the island, and then again fly you back from the island to Ensenada and then back across the border. Well, the challenge there was it just took so much time. It would be, you know, you'd be flying back and, you know, you would get back to Ensenada, and at times it could take you 12 hours to get back into the U.S. And, you know, everyone, when we came along and everyone was telling us, hey, you know what?
Everything is great.
But if you could get rid of that drive.
Well, the uncertainties. You didn't know how long it was going to take to get over the border. You didn't know.
You didn't know if you were the first or second flight from Ensenada to the island, and you could be waiting another 8 hours because there's one plane.
Yeah.
There's one plane that goes and one plane that comes
back. But you were so stoked to be going to Cedros. You were stoked to be going fishing. So it took a secondary.
Yeah. Exactly. It wasn't an end of the world thing. It was just, well, if there was a change that could be made, That would be
the change.
Don't know how you can possibly do that because there's only one flight and there's only one border, so don't know how it could be done, but that was everybody's request.
Exactly. And so that's exactly what we did. We got in the back pocket of the owners of the airlines and said, hey, we want exclusive. We want our own plane, our own chartered plane. From, as you know, and thanks to Rick and Pete for suggesting going through the CBX. So now we go through the CBX, and we have a direct flight. We are the only lodge on Cedros Island that has a direct flight through the CBX in Otay Mesa, California, directly to the lodge, you know,
you drive
on Cedros Island.
And for the, you know, we've talked about it a bunch, Rosie, and you're so good at explaining it, but it, for those that haven't utilized the CBX, it's just it's a very easy transit. I mean, you literally drive to the, you know, in the United States, park your car in a very safe and giant and open, secure parking spot, walk right in, you're greeted by Rosie or a member of the staff from Cedros Sport Fishing, your hand is virtually held through the office, and there is, you don't leave any room for uncertainty.
That's absolutely true. You know, it's like, we have a lot of anglers' spouses that I'll get phone calls from about the safety of all of them.
That are very concerned, right?
Very concerned. And I was like, you know, I was like, look, you guys, I need them down there. I have all your paperwork in order. I have your visas are already made out, your Mexican fishing license, your cross-border express pass, your boarding passes. I have everything set up just perfectly. So when I meet you, I hand you an envelope. It's all in there. I hold your hand on this side of the border. I have a concierge service on the Tijuana side of the border. So like I said, basically the CBX is the frontage of an airport. It is the frontage of the Tijuana International Airport.
Rosie, you're saying it perfect because you don't realize you're even going into Mexico.
Correct.
You have no idea that it's a very small fee to use a CBX, like $15, $16 each way. But the simplicity of it, you have no idea that you're entering a foreign country.
Yeah,
it's real. It's the beauty of it.
It really is like that.
Yeah, it really is like that. And it's like, and you know, once you, I mean, there's only one way to go. I mean, you can't get lost.
Right.
It's a 390-foot sky bridge, and you are enclosed in that, and there is nowhere to go except to, you know, the immigration. And once you're out of immigration, Michelle, Hugo, and Emmanuel, our crew there in the Tijuana International Airport, they scoop you off. They take you to a little, like our own little kiosk at the airport. All of your gear and tackle goes down our conveyor belt to our van, which takes it over to our airplane.
The CBX just on its own is very easy to use. The experience with Cedro Sport Fishing is a whole other level. So much so that the last time I flew down with Steve Pinard when we went to El Salto, I forgot and was used to the Cedros experience where, like, you don't do anything. I mean,
no.
you go, you're in your own everything. Like, the security is on your own, the travel to the plane. I mean, everything is so different. I mean, it's like flying a private flight. It is what it is.
It is a private flight.
That's really cool. You guys nailed it.
Yeah,
it's great.
And I love that. It's like, you know, it's like we take such good care of you, like you said. You know, Luke Burson says it so well. He goes, you could be deaf and blind, and you can get there.
There's no doubt about it.
You know, and topping off on the whole CBX thing, the most beautiful thing of it for me, Rick, like you're talking about El Salto and going down to Cedros and that kind of thing, the most beautiful part about it is the return trip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you already know where I'm going.
The return trip,
you come back, literally the customs is your private customs.
Yeah.
There's nobody there because only the people using CBX can use
that
port of entry into the U.S., and there's 5, 6, 8 U.S. customs waiting, and there's maybe 5 people.
I've never been there. I don't think I've ever been there when the number of people using customs outnumbered the agents. Yeah, you
correct.
Just walk right
exactly.
through. It's great.
Yeah, I have so many anglers that will call up and say, well, I have a Sentry Pass, and I have a Global Entry. It's like, you know, to humor them, it's like, go ahead, just bring it. You know, you won't be waiting long anyway.
So, and that's the thing that you guys did is that made the travel so easy. And just and it really is. Everything about a Cedro Sport Fishing trip is easy, and it's all taken care of. And when you get there, you're just in fishing paradise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's awesome. We love it. We love it. And the fleet that you guys have put together of boats and captains is fantastic. The service at the lodge.
Well, I was just you were talking about the captains, you know, those Pongueros. I was looking last night, I was thinking about, you know, our Pongueros, with Lalo and Javier and Martin and Chevo and Mario and all these guys that have been either live on that island some 100% of the time, and some live in Ensenada and come down for the season. But between all those guys, we have over 70 years of Pongero experience. Yeah, those guys know those waters like the back of their hand.
And they fish so well together. It reminds me of our fleet at home. You know, they fish as a team. They're in constant contact with each other. If somebody is located where the fish are at, it's not, you know, they're not right on top of each other, but they're all together, you know.
Correct.
And you know, you work as a fleet, as they should, and they find the fish and they find the bait, and this is where it's happening. And you know, they work as a team to make sure everybody that's there experiences the, you know, everything.
Absolutely.
Has to
I'm
offer.
Catching fish, you're catching
yeah.
fish.
Oh, I love it, man.
You bet.
We have so much to get to go over, and there's so many things to talk about. What a great island and the great fishing, and what a perfect day having you guys here, and then, you know, the best bass fisherman around with Corey with MC Swimbaits. It's going to be a great one today, and God, Corey, I can't wait. We're going to have fun.
Like I said, it's right up my alley. Calico bass and yellowtail on the side, and get to talk Cedros with Rosie and Jeff in studio, and we've got a full 2 hours ahead of us. I mean, I'm going to give out the number, but, Rick, the lines are absolutely already packed up. They went in on it. Our new number here at 97.3 The Fan. I almost did it, Rick. I almost did it. It's 833-288-9797. 1-800-878-0973. That's going to be our number here at 97.3 The Fan. It's going to give you a chance to win a full day or a full year membership to fishdope.com, $169 value. How cool is that?
Huge, yeah. Very cool prize, and we really appreciate the guys at Fish Dope and Jason and Danny and everybody over there making that happen for us. Yeah, a full year membership. It's $170,
Rick,
for great fishing and weather info the whole year round.
There's only one thing better than that. We're giving away two different deals that Rosie has brought in, and Rosie is going to describe this for two different callers.
Well, we were so excited about your new home at 97.3 The Fan that we decided we had to get in on it too. So today we're going to be giving away two lucky anglers going to receive $500 off a Father's Day trip on June 20th. June 24th. The trip value is $2,350, and you're going to be getting $500 off. But what we wanted to do is we wanted people who could actually make that trip and wanted to go on that trip to text in. But here's the scoop. When Rick or Corey say it's time to text, we're going to have you anglers text your name to my cell phone number, my business cell phone number at 619-772-7570. Again, that's 619-772-7570. When we announce it, the first two anglers that get through and text their name to me, you guys will get the $500 off of that trip.
How cool is that?
A prime time trip. I mean, Corey, talk about Cedros, you know, late June, you know, calico bass getting on the spawn. I mean, that is just that is ideal time.
And Corey, I'm sorry, but you can't text, okay?
Exactly. I had my phone on dial ready to go. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Oh, man. Just a fun show ahead of us. Like we said, the Fish Dope membership, a couple lucky callers with what Rosie described, a really special day ahead of us on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be back with Rosie. We're going to be back with Cedros Island, Calico Bass, Yellowtail Capital. We're going to be back on 97.3 The Fan. Thank you.
Whether you desire fishing bluefin tuna offshore or yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe Island, the Journeyman is equipped to make your angling dreams reality. Limited to 6 anglers, your fishing experience and time on the water will be an angling experience to remember. The Journeyman is now available for charter, fishing San Diego and Guadalupe Island for the 2019 summer and fall seasons, and will be fishing out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for the winter of 2019 and 2020 season. Call Journeyman Sport Fishing at 619-571-1979 or visit us at journeymansportfishing.com, where your angling dreams become reality.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 18th, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick, and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point. Don Hanson and the Hanson family will talk about the great opportunities available from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Their great fleet of sport fishing boats have been taking Southern California anglers fishing for decades. In addition, Don has played a key role in working with SAC on fisheries issues like sardine and more, and he'll talk about those and other issues that are on the horizon. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in Saturday, May 18th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point for the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Thanks to Radio.com, you can now use Alexa to catch 97.3 The Fan at home.
This is a horrible idea. Are you kidding? That's a great idea.
Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan. And the next thing you'll be hearing is 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Loving this place, and we're having a great time in studio, talking Cedros, talking Rosie, and...
Life is good, buddy.
It is.
Yeah, life is good.
This view is good.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
This is definitely an upgrade for sure. We're really excited to be in our new home here on The Fan and a great studio and a great job. And really appreciate everybody taking such good care of us, Will and Jordan, you know, in here pushing the buttons. Adam Clark, as always, our main man. He's the guy that's so responsible for us being able to keep Let's Talk Hook up and running. And again, a big thanks to Rob and everybody here at 97.3. We've been taken such good care of, and the move happened so quickly. It was amazing to see so many parts and pieces go into order. And, you know, the first show yesterday went off without a hitch. We were so super happy, super proud of it. And I would say with about 3 days to get things up and running, Adam did an amazing job. There's a couple real minor glitches with the app, which looks like have already been completely erased. Adam worked tirelessly yesterday getting us all up and running. So we really appreciate all of our fans out there listening via the app. I know there's lots of ways to do that. We always talk about the Let's Talk Hookup app, which Adam's done such a great job. And, you know, radio.com here from 97.3. There's just a lot of great avenues to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and we sure appreciate everybody putting in all the time and effort. And we love talking fishing and talking Cedros, and we're excited to do that for the next couple hours. So, Corey, why don't we just jump into these jam-packed phones?
They are packed, Rick, and people are loving the new home here. Let's talk to Don. Don wants to talk to Rosie. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Hey, just a couple of things. Yes, you said it right. There's been a few minor hiccups with the change, but I'm listening to you on the phone right now, but I've got you hooked up on the radio.com app, so I can listen to you as soon as I drop off. So that's going great. Cedros, they run such a great operation. It's everything you said and a whole lot more. And kudos to you and Jeff and Rose Eats for getting it all done.
Oh, thanks so much, Don. We appreciate it.
You know, everyone's going to have a great time down there. And then the last thing I wanted to say is I listened to the show as much as I could yesterday, Rick and Corey. And, you know, everything you said about this bluefin tuna fishing was absolutely right on. And if anyone's going out, I made just a couple of quick little bullet points. Number one, they are big bluefin. We hit stuff that was anywhere from 20 pounds to 245 pounds on last Wednesday's Pack Queen trip. So listen to the skipper, listen to the crew, listen to the guys in the tackle shop. And by the way, Rick, kudos to the guys in the tackle shop. They did a great job with some pre-made leaders for the flatfall jigs.
Right.
And the guy, I used them, and the guy that was with me ended up, you know, with the 245, he bought one of those 200-pound pre-rigged leaders and used it on his flatfall, and he just flat out said it was shredded when they finally got the fish to the boat, and he wouldn't have got it without that leader.
I'm so stoked to hear that, Don. That's great. I'm glad our boys took good care of you. And you're right. You know that style of fishing really does. It requires it requires that leader. You know, those fish eat it on the sink, and bluefin have a much more aggressive set of teeth than the other tunas, and it's the size of the line just doesn't matter, and that 200-pound is a major safety leash for sure.
It really was. And then the last thing is that no matter how long a trip you're on, don't give up until the skipper says he's heading back to port, because we only had about, you know, for 31 anglers, we only had 10 to 15 fish until our very last stop at 8 p.m., and then it was just bluefin tuna flatfall madness.
Nice. That's so cool, Don.
Awesome.
And it was a limits trip, and if everybody had given up, we never would have got that style of fishing at the end of the day.
Well, a great call. Those are some great points to put out there, Don. We sure appreciate the call and the support, and we're glad you followed us on over to 97.3, and we look forward to bringing you a whole bunch of more great shows, and we really appreciate your participation.
You guys are the bomb. The tips are really what makes us all better fishermen, so thank you.
Right on, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call very much. Corey, let's jump right back into it.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Los Alamitos this morning. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, guys and girl. what month is the Wahoo going to show up at Cedro?
Well, you know, a couple years ago, I was at the Fred Hall show, and you know, we had all of, like, October was open. And everyone's like, well, obviously it can't be good fishing in October because no one had signed
Nobody's
up
booked.
In October. And it's like, yeah, you know what, guys? You know, remember the long-range trips. You know, 10-day trips start in October. And you go down and you fish the rocks or wherever. And, yeah, you get some wahoo at the rocks. But you know what? You come back up the line and you hit Cedros. And guess what? There's wahoo and there's still yellowtail
yeah.
there, too. So I had said last year that I had predicted in October that we would have wahoo. Well, they showed up in September. So I'm gonna go out there on a limb and just say with what's kind of going on in the waters right now that we're going to have our wahoo back in September again.
This is
cool.
Calico Bass Island. What
right?
are you talking about wahoo? You know, that's a long-range thing.
That is. But hey, right between Bonitos and Cedros. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go get. Hey, can you imagine getting a... Okay, last year our largest wahoo, 53-pound wahoo.
My God.
On a 29-foot ponga. Love it.
And the
gotta love it.
The rate of success was super high.
Absolutely.
You know, when guys wanted to go do it, and then you got to decide, just because when you're anywhere at that island that you're fishing calico bass, you have an opportunity to catch a yellowtail.
Absolutely.
And vice versa. You know, anytime you're yellowtail fishing, you have a shot at catching a big calico. You have to decide to spend your time to go wahoo fishing just because it's a different area and different technique and whatnot. But the guys that chose to do so, which is difficult because you're at the best yellowtail and calico bass fishery in the whole world,
right.
You know, you have to make that decision. But those that did were very
rewarded.
Handsomely rewarded with
Absolutely.
Lots of wahoo. It was great. I mean, I remember seeing Rosie posting photos of guys catching 3 and 4 and 5 in a day, and it was so cool. What a cool
yeah.
element to get to add to your trip.
And, you know, and the Ponga captains are so on this because, not you know, as you guys know, I mean, not only are Ponga captains out there, but there is a commercial fishery in on Cedro.
Yeah.
Small outfits
TV,
that, yeah, one or two guys. And these guys are all on the radio. So, I mean, they'll call down to Lalo and Chevo and Javier and say, hey, we're seeing wahoo up here. And then, you know, our guys will definitely check the weather, because if it's blown out up there and you're going to be miserable, well, there's no reason to go up there. They're definitely going to check the weather. But, man, if the conditions are great, hey, head on up there. Get yourself some wahoo. So any trip in, you know, I would say September, October, November, be prepared.
What a cool thing
yeah.
just to sprinkle in there and add
yes.
on, you know, calico bass, yellowtail. And,
exactly.
Man.
And a couple of
right.
wahoo.
You know
exactly.
what? Last year, in beginning of October, I believe it was, one of our really good customers, Jason Reynolds, and a couple of his guys went up there looking for wahoo, came back with 3 absolutely stellar white sea bass.
There you go.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
That's crazy
a whole
nother
twist.
You know, wahoo is one of those fish that's on a lot of people's bucket list, and there's not a lot of opportunities to catch that fish outside of doing a long-range trip, which, you know, in my opinion, is still, it always has been, and it always will be your best chance to catch a wahoo. There's no doubt about it. Nothing for wahoo fishing will ever replace going on a 12-day or a 15-day long-range trip. With that said, not everybody has the ability to take that amount of time off of work, and some people really enjoy being on land and going to sleep in a very comfortable lodge and taking a shower that night and all those kinds of things. So, you know, where long-range fishing will probably always be your best opportunity to Wahoo, there's very few places where you can have a great shot like that and have a comfortable dinner and a great sleep and, you know, in a relaxing atmosphere at a lodge that night and also go catch a bunch of yellows in the morning.
Exactly.
It's a unique opportunity and a fish that a lot of people want to get to knock off that list, and what a way to do it.
And kick your feet up in the evening with an adult beverage. I mean, does
right?
it get any better?
It doesn't get any better than that.
Awesome. Well, John, I hope that answers your question, buddy. We're hoping you snag some big wahoo on your fall trip this year. Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, let's head on down south right now. We're going to go to probably just about everybody's favorite spot around this table, and that's Rancho Leonero. We love it. We got John Ireland on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hi, Corey.
Good
Hello,
morning.
Rosie.
Hey, John.
Talk about kicking the feet up in the afternoon and evening with an adult
yeah.
beverage. Hello,
exactly.
John.
Yeah, well, this is my first call into the new radio station, so that's excellent after 25, 30 years of doing the show. So it's great to be on board with the Padres, you know. Go Padres.
We're sure stoked, buddy. And it's a great spot, John. We can't wait to have you in studio. It's a beautiful facility. You're gonna love it, and we're going to love talking Rancho Leonero on the new 97.3.
Excellent. I think the change is good. I was all for it, so I'm pleased. Good going, Rick. Pete, over there in Japan. So anyway, down here, the water is warming rapidly. We got 76 to 78 degree water, clear, flat water, beautiful, beautiful water, afternoon easterly breezes, and weather's just beautiful. Gosh, it's spring weather. The highs are in the low 80s. It's beautiful, clear weather. It really is a nice time to be down at the ranch. We've got a whole bunch of people coming down to visit us, Bart Hall, like Steve Pinard, Jack Nielsen, everybody's coming in this week. So they're going to enjoy the good weather. Now, the fishing's another thing. The fishing has been extraordinary inside. It really has. I was at the cleaning table Wednesday, and there are at least 20 different separate species there getting cleaned.
How cool is that?
It's unbelievable, the variety out in front. You know, there was three different types of snapper. We had pargo. We had two or three different types. We had three types of pompano. We had some nice big pompano. Cabrilla, grouper, sierra, a lot of white bonito. And then the roosterfish bite has been extraordinary inside. Roosterfish to 50 pounds up and down the beach is really banging. The pelagic's another story. It's just been very slow for the tuna and the dorado and the marlin as well. We're waiting. It's just been a late winter. The boats went far south midweek and ran into some yellowfin under the porpoise, but way south and way outside. So we're waiting for them to come in. This warming water, clear water, should help us. It'll turn around any day. But, you know, inside, there's such a great option for us inside. The fishing's just really, really extraordinary. They're going up by Saravo Island, all the fleets, and there's a lot of nice sardine up there, and they're catching everything with sardine. A lot of white bonito, too, which makes really good sushi. Real white meat, almost like albacore. So, anyway, the anglers are pulling all day on good inshore fishing, but we're still waiting on the pelagic.
That's my most favorite thing to do down there. You're, like, speaking my language right now, John, to go out and, you know, bring a 25-pound rod and a heavy bass rod and a 40-pound rod, and you don't know what you're going to catch between yellows and pargos and snappers and everything else. And the cool thing about inshore is, one, the scenery's awesome because you're fishing all those white sand beaches down, you know, in your area, but also the action. You know, you have steady action all day long. I love it. It's probably my favorite fishing to do down there.
Yeah, and they've been pulling all day long. And they're also picking up some big amberjack on the bottom. You can pull some big fish up off the bottom. Last year, our biggest pargo was 49.7. That's about as big as you're going to pull up online anyway. So anyway, it's great to be with the new show, you guys.
John, we sure appreciate it. We love having you. It's our favorite part, getting to talk about our little piece of paradise down below. And boy, give us a call. Let us know the best way somebody wants to reach you. Book a spot. Get in on the inshore fishing's going on right now. Get in on the tuna that's sure to arrive shortly. If somebody wants to join you at Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. And the pelagic, any day now, it's going to turn around and they're going to jump in. But it's really red hot inside. Some fun inside. They're pulling constantly, the anglers.
We love it, John. Great job, great report, and we'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
Thanks, Rick. Nice talking to you.
You too, John. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Corey, the phones are still just absolutely packed solid. Why don't we jump back into them?
They love this new home at 97.3 The Fan. Let's talk to David. David, calling from San Diego, wants to talk to Rosie about Cedros. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I heard you guys mention Wahoo, obviously the great Calico, Yellowtail. During the year, what other types of species could I get?
Well, let's start off. Our season starts in June. June 3rd, our first trip will go out. And, you know, in June and in July, you're going to be hot into calico, yellowtail, sheephead, halibut, that type of thing. And then in August, the Dorado and the yellowfin tuna will move in. And then, like I said a little bit earlier, come September, the Wahoo will head to the island.
And that, so. I mean, that offshore fishery, it's so close. People don't realize. If you've never been there, I mean, the days on the skiff trip, we'd anchor up and at the south end, and we had marlin in 30 feet of water swimming around the boat. So it's not like you're running that far offshore to get the Dorado and the tuna.
No, and
stuff.
I giggle. I mean, it was 2 years ago, Jeff and I think Nick and Zach were in a Ponga, just exited the harbor, not even 200 yards outside the harbor. I think Jeff started throwing surface iron.
Yeah, there were some puddling fish around, and I thought they were yellows, but they were yellow fins.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we associate, you know, the island, because it's fishing Cedros is like fishing La Jolla, or fishing, you know, fishing Long Beach, or fishing, it's like fishing the coast on the best day ever. You know, it's calico bass, and it's yellowtail, and it's sheephead. It's all the things that we're used to catching inshore. We got to remember, this is an offshore island
in
Baja,
right.
And you know, you get right outside that kelp line, and the water falls off to nothing, and there's huge upwellings, and an awesome opportunity for pelagics, and you know, and some of the, you know, don't forget about the grouper. I mean, the world record grouper, our friend Jeff, you know, world record grouper caught right outside the harbor. Those golden spotted sand bass are there that can get, you know, up and over 10, 12 pounds. I mean, there's so many different cool things to do, but it's just hard to keep yourself focused on anything other than epic yellowtail and calico bass fishing. It's so good there, and you can catch them in all the ways that you want to do it. You know, I know, Jeff, you like to really mix it up, and I know you're a big swim bait guy, because anytime Jeff is going on a trip to Cedros Sport Fishing, which you go several times a year, and you host some trips, I always know that Jeff's going, because you can guarantee that every single Christmas tree colored MC swim bait we have, whether it's a standard swim bait or a Viejo, you can guarantee they're gone, because Jeff will take every one we have, no matter what that number is. It'll be 5 or 50. He takes the whole bin. But you like to mix it up, fly fishing, surface iron fishing. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities at fishing at that island.
There is, and recently I took up fly fishing and got down there and started fishing for calico bass, and that was an absolute riot. And then we stretched our wings a little bit and went out and we got some yellowtail.
On the fly. How cool.
Yeah. Yep. Using some sinking line, getting a big red crab pattern fly down there. And then I also, a year ago, hooked a couple yellowfin on the fly rod. Unfortunately, I was a little undergunned. I wasn't expecting it. You know, an 8-weight fly rod with a 25-pound yellowfin, and you're just praying you get your line back.
So, that's cool.
It's actually a really cool deal for fly fishermen, really. You get two or three of you in a Ponga, and what's the island's 22, 24 miles long?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have that. Imagine that mileage put into the lee of an island, so really a beautiful situation. Get out of the wind. And hey, we're having fun talking Cedros. We got Rosie in studio and RH in studio, too.
We've
got to keep Rosie in line. And we got some killer giveaways. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Two lucky winners are going to have a special prize through Rosie.
That's right. Once again, you guys, listen up.
Yeah, when the drop happens.
Yes, exactly.
We're not going to tell you when.
We're going to do that later on in the show.
Yeah, later on the show. So you guys just need to listen up for when Rick or Corey say it's time to text in. You're going to text your name to my business cell number, which is 619-772-7570. First two anglers that text their names to that number will receive $500 off the Father's Day trip.
How cool is that?
And so on top of that, the two lucky winners there Okay, and when we announce that later on, don't call that number yet.
Yep.
We're
going
to have that later on in the show. But one other lucky winner today is going to win a full-year membership to fishdope.com. We're having a great time in studio. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Great news, San Diego. You can now catch us at Google Home. Okay, Google, play 97.3 The Fan.
Streaming 97.3 The Fan from radio.com.
I'm not going to embarrass myself out there right now singing on live radio.
Use Google Home to hear 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. A fun time in studio, Rick.
You're not kidding, buddy. Phone lines have been absolutely packed up. So much great stuff to talk about. And, you know, during the break, we were just talking Cedros, talking how busy you guys are. Because the off-season, there really isn't an off-season as far as the island goes. The fishing is fantastic. Like all of Baja, there are times when there's, you know, more consistent. The reason that you run the schedule when you do is that's when the consistent best weather is always. I guarantee we could go to the island a month ago and have great fishing, but the possibility of those northern winds that sweep down Baja are more frequent. But it's not like you guys shut down and aren't doing anything, because you did a lot of upgrades to the island in the, you know, we'll call it the off season of these last few
yeah,
months.
Yeah, these are the windy season.
Yeah, right.
In the windy season, we take care of the lodge. And, you know, just basically going through absolutely every inch of that lodge, making sure that everything's working properly, painted nicely, safety issues with the all the rails and double checking everything.
Sure.
We've definitely put in new Wi-Fi. Adrian was down there the other day. We're FaceTiming.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
I was you had said that during the break, and I was, to be honest with you, I was surprised, because I never felt there was a lack of communication when we were down there before, but apparently it could have been better, and now it is. You know, that's another one of those things where I didn't think there was an issue to begin with, but hey, better is better.
You know, sometimes the Wi-Fi would work best in the morning, and sometimes the Wi-Fi was hit or miss down there. And, you know, we do have some anglers that still need to check in with work.
Sure.
And I tell them, guys, hey, you know what, you're on vacation. This is a perfect opportunity to turn it all off and enjoy a real good time away from everything.
Sure.
But, you know, at the end of the day, they want to make a phone call to their significant other.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, you can FaceTime the kids if
yeah.
they need to now.
Wi-Fi so. Doesn't, the beauty of that is it doesn't need to be used if you don't want it.
Correct.
But if having it is the difference between you're able to go fishing and I can take, you know, I can get up an extra 30 minutes early and I can put out any fires that happened at work and I can now go fishing for a week where if I was completely no communication, I wouldn't be able to go. And you open the doors, I'm sure, to a lot of people to get to. Having reliable communication every single day, both in the morning and the afternoon, that's huge.
It is huge. You know, and not only that, we, you know, we're continuing with our water purification systems. We do have three in place. With the, when the lodge was built, with how the water came in, each area had their own water system come in. So we needed to have three water purification systems. So add that up, you know. But I tell you what, it's priceless
yeah.
to make sure that not only our fish processing facility is on water purification, but the upper house, the middle house, and the dining room area is all on the water purification system. And we do check it, well, probably about every 6 weeks.
Yeah, and, we have an opportunity to actually do a real test on the water and check it for anything that might not be wanted in the water.
Pass your test.
It passed the test. It's as clean as the water you would find here anywhere in the States.
That's awesome.
But, you know, we still recommend, because, you know, you guys are down there in Mexico, we still recommend that you drink bottled water. Bottled water is readily available, as are, you know, Gatorades and sodas
yeah.
and stuff like that.
And all that's provided.
All the
soda, all the water, all the Gatorades,
inclusive.
Everything's there.
Right.
You just don't need to do anything when you go down.
No,
I love it.
You don't. I mean, you don't. I mean, like, and we, you know, we had one angler down there last year that just wasn't used to that. You know, he wasn't used to all of his tackle in the morning being gone.
Yeah, loaded up for him.
It's already in the pond before him. He's like, "Where's my tackle?" It's like, "It's on the boat. It's yeah. waiting for
my
you."
My stuff got stolen. Like,
yeah.
no, it didn't. It's already on your. It's
exactly.
already on your boat, and the rods are already in the rocket launchers.
Exactly.
Your gear bag's already been stowed away. Like, it
yeah.
didn't get stolen. It's
yeah.
already set for.
And
it.
You know, you find people's like, what, and when they get off the pongas, how, you know, all the tackle and gear is taken off, and the guys, you know,
yeah.
clean and get it back up to the lodge and everything. You kind of find anglers like, kind of like, okay, they're twiddling their thumbs. They feel like they should have their tackle, and they don't have to. I mean, it's like it's all taken care of.
That's a great one
for
sure.
Nice.
Well, hey, let's talk to a guy that knows an awful lot about calico bass fishing. I'm sure he's doing just like Corey is and loving all this talk. And that's our buddy, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters on the line. What's up, Benny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me this morning, and congratulations on your new home there at 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, I can't wait to get out to Cedros. I'm going in October, so I'm really looking forward to it. But I just wanted to call in that, you know, all this great bluefin fishing, but it is late spring, early summer, and the big fish are starting to move in shallow. So don't forget your backyard with the calico bass fishing, just like Cedros. You know, it's year-round, and the fishing is getting really, really good. Yesterday we had a 50-plus bass day with up to 5 pounds and catching them every which way.
Oh, how cool.
A-rig, jerk bait, crank bait. I got a really good one on a submerged wall on a spinner bait, on a war bait spinner bait. And we fished this. I found this little rock pile in about 20 feet of water. And, boy, I tell you, Corey, your Viejos and that golden brown bait, red belly, and a 1 ounce war bait head fished over that thing. We just crushed them on there. I think we got like over 20 bass on one spot.
Sounds like a lot
miles.
Of fun,
man,
Benny.
That's cool, Benny.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And, you know, during the week, you know, I lost a good one, well over 9 pounds next to the boat. I went down to grab it and it just came off. You know, it's one of those things. But really putting some tackle to the test. My anglers are catching a few good ones and catching numbers. And the water's warming up. We just need some. We need some more sun. That's what we need.
Yeah, right.
Sun,
you're not kidding.
You know?
I couldn't possibly be more over this overcast, rainy winter, whatever you want to call it. I'm done. I want sunshine and biting fish. And sounds like there's some great fishing out there, Benny, and you're absolutely right. You know, the flash bulbs and, you know, go off when people start talking about 200-pound bluefins, but the same condition that creates that great tuna fishing is also what produces unbelievable bass fishing and yellowtail fishing that I know is super close to your heart, both on the beach and at the islands.
Yeah, copy that. There's been a pretty decent yellowtail bite, you know, outside at the 150 in the Mussel Farm area. The crowds have really come out of their winter hibernation, though. So I tried fishing it a few days last week, and we saw some. We actually hooked one, came off, and then we opted for bass fishing. And that's what's cool about, you know, it's just like La Jolla and Point Loma. It's real close. You can go yellowtail fishing and then slip right in and go bass fishing. So there's some options there. So, but once we get some consistent weather, and water temps, I think things are really, really going to get good. So, still a lot of sea bass on our coast. We released a legal yesterday fishing in 10 feet of water. Cool. So, wow. I don't know. There's some good fishing there, but I just wanted to call, congratulations guys. Rosie at Cedros, keep up the great work on your lodge there. Unfortunately, I won't be there, at your lodge, but I'll be with Jeff Mariani at his lodge.
Oh,
but
right on.
All together, you guys do a fantastic job promoting the island, promoting fishing down there, and you guys are great ambassadors for the island. So look forward to one day getting down to your lodge and fishing with you guys. But thanks again, guys. Corey, continue making that golden brown thing.
Yeah, good stuff, Benny. And I think you said it perfect, Benny. As so many people at the shows ask me about Cedros and who to go with, and there's so much, you know, not really confusion, but I just keep it as simple as I can. And just like you said, either Jeff with the kayak thing or with Rosie, and just remember those two names, and that's all you need to know for Cedros fishing.
Right.
There it is.
Well, Benny, absolutely. Absolutely.
Appreciate the kind words and the great report, and I know that you're a busy guy, but there's always opportunities to come fishing with you. People treat Benny like a lot of the long-range boats. He's always booked. There's never a chance to go. But there's always opportunities, and there's always spots in between to come fishing with you. And somebody wants to take advantage of the great fishing that's going on right now, or, you know, as we roll into the summer and fall times, how do we ring you up if we want to go fishing on a trip on Coastal Charters?
Yeah, they can call me or text me, or either way, I answer the phone. And there's no charge for information. I can just give them what's going on. But at 310-779-0397 or fishcoastalcharters.com. Guys, have a great show, and good luck this season.
Appreciate it, Benny. Thanks a lot for the phone call and the updates. We sure appreciate that. Phones are packed up. Corey, why don't we jump right back into them?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mark. Mark's calling from Santee. Good morning, Mark. Mark.
Hey, how's the new station working out for you?
Well, it's an awfully beautiful place, and how's it working out on your end?
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. I don't have to move my radio station. It's already from the Padres to the Let's Talk Hookup, so it's good.
We love it, buddy. Thanks, Mark.
I'm going to take a trip down to Cedros, but I'd like to know what time of year is the best time. Because,
well, I'll tell you when the,
you know,
best
with the weather
time is.
And everything.
From the time we open to the lodge to the time we close the lodge. So June to mid-November. So it's basically, you know, the calico bass don't leave. The yellowtail don't really leave anymore. And the reason why a lot of those fish stick around now is, with that biosphere closure, the commercial bait boats can't come in anymore and scoop up all of our bait. So the bait stays there. The fish stay there. So we have this opportunity, you know, honestly, year-round to fish. It's just in what we call our off-season, December to May, June. Sometimes, you know, a few days a week, the wind picks up. But from June to mid-November, it's actually very nice down there. You might get a windy day here and there. Well, then maybe you stay on the lee of the island, because the way the island sits in the water, the way the trade winds come, that whole island blocks the lee of the island.
Like Rosie, like we were talking about, it's 24-plus miles.
Yeah. That's right.
The lee of an island with kelp and
halibut.
And boiler rocks.
And that's the thing, like no matter how hard the wind might be blowing at the island, there's always places you can tuck into to have nice calm conditions.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, basically, Mark, I'm going to say, depending on what your target fish is, I mean, if you're looking for, you know, Dorado and you want to hit those patties, well, then I'll see you sometime in August and September and October. You know, if you're looking for calico bass, so I'll see you any time of the year, you know. But so, and if you're targeting white sea bass, well, that white sea bass is going to, you know, you're going to catch him when he swims by your hook.
That's it, yeah.
So,
there's great fishing anytime the doors are open at the island.
There
Mark, appreciate the phone call very much.
Man, it sounds like good times for sure. And I know we have a fish report with Brian Woolley, man, and I'm digging it. And the fish report today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your vessel lives in the water, you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will just will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI.com or get the affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange.
You got it. Well, let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing Corey, another great calico bass zone, and talk to our buddy Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good, man. Good stuff going on up there, huh?
Boy, we're having a great time. Anxious to hear what's going on at Dana Wharf, and very anxious. We're kind of waiting until you are on the line to talk about an unbelievable giveaway that's going to happen live at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing on the 18th, and lots of cool stuff going on.
Absolutely. You know, I just listening to Benny talk right there, you know, the things are starting to kind of click on here. You know, another good week of weather here and a few days of that sunshine. It's amazing what that sun will do. I'm like you, man. I'm ready for some sunshine. I'm over this overcast, too.
Over.
But our water, for no doubt, our water here is 62 to 64. And with that, you know, that calico bass, we're starting to see some marked improvements in that. So some good fly line action the last few days for us. We just got a super nice load of sardine in our receivers here, and that stuff has just been exactly what we needed to kind of kickstart some of this bass action. So good stuff on that fly line baits, as well as on the artificial lures, the swim baits, the rubber lures, and that kind of stuff to catch some fish. Three-quarter day fishing, our guys are still down there in that deep water zone off Pendleton, fishing the rockfish and the other bottom fish. You know, the success and the quality is kind of varied from day to day. However, there's still plenty of nice fish being caught on both that live bait and on that jig, that cold slamper jig. And then with the water warming up too, you know, it's going to give them some options on those trips. They're going to start poking to the inside and looking around, checking some of the hard bottom spots out in there, work some bass fishing into that. And then finally, the Fury, he's been over at Clemente. He's getting into some of that phenomenal yellowtail fishing that's been happening over there this week. That yellowtail over there has been kind of trying to fish that in his mornings, getting on that stuff and then catching what they need or what they're able to catch before it kind of fizzles out. And then he's been either making some deep water drops or sliding around to some of the kelp spots there and catching some of that bass over there. So that's it for us here. So things are clicking. You want to hop on a trip? Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out, too, at danawharf.com. We're going to use the discount code DANA for this month, D-A-N-A, if you want to save 25%. On one of these local trips, and then yeah, we're looking forward to having you guys up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, big,
like you mentioned,
big event. We're really excited, buddy. So again, Saturday, May 18th, from 7 to 9, we're going to be doing Let's Talk Hookup live at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and the whole crew is going to be there. Obviously, the big boss Don Hansen, and then our buddy Dave Hansen, Mike Hansen, Donna's going to be there, yourself, Captain Todd Manser, plus a lot of other representatives from the landing. I'm hoping we can snag Chris Pika. We're going to have a great time, and we're just going to be talking fishing, celebrating Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, talking about all the fun up there, and what a prize to one lucky person, either a stand-up to the microphone participant or somebody that calls us on the phones at 833-288-0973. You're going to get to go fishing at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, which is always a treat. But not only going to get to go fishing on a great ride, like, you know, all the great boats up there, the Dana Pride and all the great boats, some fun and real fun and all the things that you do. But somebody's going to get to go fishing on the San Mateo. And not only are they going to get to go fishing on the San Mateo, they're going to get to go fishing with 12 of their friends, because somebody is going to win their own charter of an entire sport fishing trip at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Wow.
How cool is
that?
Wow.
That's got to be,
I
know.
Brian, that has to be one of the most unique trips given out on Let's Talk Pickup.
I just think it's so cool, buddy.
It's a cool deal. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, you know, that little boat's got some history, and it's a cool, fast little boat. And, yeah, hop on there with your buddies and get your little three-quarter day deal going on. It's a huge prize, and, you know, it's just fitting. We just great relationship with the show and with everything. We just figured it's perfect opportunity to, you know, get some people out on the water up there with us.
No doubt. Well, we really appreciate everything, buddy. We love having you, and we're excited, and Donna put that together with us, and it's just going to be a great time. We're going to celebrate a great sport fishing landing at Dana Wharf, talking all about it, and we want you to join us. Again, it's Saturday, May 18th from 7 to 9 up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Very easy to find. Super easy to get to you guys on Golden Lantern there in Dana Point. And we really appreciate everything. We can't wait to do that. We really appreciate your reports every week, buddy. And we'll look forward to hearing another great one here next Saturday, or next Sunday, excuse me.
Looking forward to it. All right, guys. Well, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate the phone call very much. Well, hey, while we're waiting for Gundy, we'll keep rolling.
Yeah, we will. We're having such a fun time in the studio with Rosie and Cedros Island. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
This is Will Myers from the San Diego Padres.
A two-run double for Will Myers. 13-5 Padres.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One-Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therez 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therez combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.